Page 91. Conversation. Exercises 4A and 4B.
Hey, Edgar. You gave a presentation today, didn't you? How did it go?
Don't ask.
Uh-oh. What happened?
I totally bombed.
You bombed? But you're a great presenter.
Well, not today. I started off with a joke to break the ice, you know? The one about the salesman and the dog?
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
Well, this group didn't think so. Hardly anyone even cracked a smile, let alone laughed. It fell completely flat.
Oh, no, that's too bad.
You're telling me. I just stood there, looking like an idiot, and things didn't get much better after that.
What do you think happened? You've told that joke before, and everyone always cracks up.
I'm not sure.
Well, who was in the audience?
People from the global team. Some from the US, some from Southeast Asia, others from the Middle East.
Oh. Well, in some cultures, people don't usually keep dogs as pets like in North and South America, right? Maybe that was the problem.
Of course, you're right. No wonder they didn't laugh. I probably offended them.
I wouldn't worry about it too much. Humor is a really tricky thing. It doesn't always translate very well. Even if you don't offend someone, they might not laugh because they just don't get the joke.
I'm sure you're right.
Well, don't beat yourself up. Even now, after working with people from different cultures all these years, I'll sometimes hear a joke and think I'm understanding everything. Then they get to the punchline, and everyone else is in hysterics, but I just don't get it.
Yeah, that's happened to me too. I usually just pretend I get it and laugh along, hoping that no one asks me a question about it. But today no one was pretending. They just stared at me, and to make matters worse, I tried again a little bit later with a one-liner, and they stared at me again. And then I made a sarcastic comment about how they didn't seem to like my jokes. Well, that didn't help at all.
Yeah, sarcasm is really hard to pull off in a cross-cultural situation.
Now what am I going to do? You know how much I like to joke around.
I wouldn't worry about it too much. Just be yourself. Most of the time it works out. Today was just a bad day. Oh, and you can always use slapstick humor. You're really good at it, and I've heard that it's the one type of humor that's universal.
Thanks. Next time, I'll just remember to bring out my inner clown, and I'll avoid sarcasm.